It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 27th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American novelist and short story writer James Thomas Farrell, born in Chicago in 1904. He is best known for his realistic portraits of the lower middle class Irish in Chicago, drawn from his own experiences. Farrell came from a blue-collar Irish-American family. His impoverished parents gave him over to be raised by middle-class relatives, financing himself by working at various jobs, including a stint as a gas station attendant. He attended the University of Chicago from 1925 to 1929. He began to write seriously around 1925, shaping his writing to reveal his conviction that destinies are shaped by environment. He left the university before graduating, determined to become a writer. In 1931, he went to Paris with a young woman, and the next year he settled down in New York and published the first volume of his well-known Studs Lonergan trilogy, Young Lonergan. It was followed by The Young Manhood of Studs Lonergan in 1934 and Judgment Day in 1935. The series traces the self-destruction of a young man who has been spiritually crippled by the morally squalid urban environment in which he lives. Danny O'Neill, a character introduced in Studs Lonergan, is the subject of a later series that appeared from 1936 to 1953, in which he reflects Farrell's acquired faith in humanitarian values and man's power to cope with circumstances. The Face of Time in 1953 is considered one of Farrell's very best works. His relentless and rather humorless naturalism led some critics to suggest that all of his works are only shocking and highly detailed case histories. His fiction is nevertheless durable in its deep understanding of the lower middle class mentalities it attempts to describe. After 1958, Farrell worked on what was to be a 25-volume cycle, A Universe of Time, of which he completed 10 volumes. His complete works include 25 novels and 17 collections of short stories. Among his works of nonfiction are A Note on Literary Criticism, A Discussion of Marxist Literature, and Reflections at 50, a collection of personal essays. He died in his New York apartment of a heart attack on August 22, 1979. He was 75. Anne Douglas, an English professor at Columbia who admired and befriended Farrell, said he was deprived of his just critical appreciation because he would not temper his pessimism. And she acknowledged that some critics frankly found him boring. A few months before his death, however, he received the Emerson Thoreau Award for 1979. The citation accompanying the award said in part, "Since the late 1920s, Farrell has told the story of his time undeterred by the rise and fall of his literary fortunes and the changes in literary taste. His best novels and shorter fiction reveal an inadequately appreciated artistry." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 27th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.